was in the South End Trader Jimbo's the other day, looking for those hard-to-get-down-here items in their land of yuppie aisles. Somehow, I got waylaid by the organic pine nuts. Organic? Are we growing pine trees in nitrate-infused woods now? Further down the aisle, I found gluten-free kettle corn trumpeting stuff that had never had gluten in the first place. Not only that, they were guaranteed nut-free. The products, not Trader Jimbo. When I turned the corner, drove past the chutneys and the soft cheeses, I discovered aisle 6, the no preservative, no additive, no GMO, no growth hormone, no antibiotic, no gluten, no soy, no MSG, no trans fat, no caged animal row. About middle of the aisle, there were 3 cans in a pyramid. Cave water, 12 ounces for $10.95. I took all 3, just so the row would be immaculate for a moment. A friend of mine has a futon mattress that contains organic cotton. Softer, maybe, like his head. Of course, I grew up with virgin wool, as if I care what the sheep do at night. These are dangerous times. Who knows what's in those nettles I've been brewing beer with? They don't come with an organic certification, and what with acid rain precipitating out from Chinese pollution, I may be toxifying myself inadvertently. My entire garden may well be a seeping cesspool of multisyllabic compounds from the prevailing winds of Seattle and Gomorrah, or contaminated from the tailings and runoffs of the South End industrial era. Natural? That's no longer a description to give anyone peace of mind. No government certification for natural, pal. They tell me our water has elevated levels of natural arsenic. The neighbors on water systems filtrate for that and other minerals. We're on our own well, which means just that. We're on our own. Forget worrying about contaminated nettles in my homebrew. The water's got poison in it. So where do you go to find the purity we so desperately seek? Where do you retreat to escape the toxic leeching of modern society? And where can a yahoo go to avoid the steady drip, drip, drip of new warnings, new labels, new GMO salmon species, new BMO milk products, new irradiated foods, new afflictions? The South End? Sorry, we got the biohazard tape across the road now. No wonder people are signing up for the Mars mission, even if it is one way only.